everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts, here at BBS Radio. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour, doing psychic readings and talking about metaphysics, whatever comes our way. Mainly doing readings, though. If there's background noise, I apologize. We're experimenting with offices and what has the least background noise, so bear with me today. We have toll-free numbers for the call-ins. If you'd like to get a free reading, give us a call. Get your pen ready. Give it out. Toll-free, USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, 1-888-815-9756. And if you have a plan, you can dial direct. 1-530-876-3222. I'd like to mention that the music at the beginning of my show, Your Inner Thoughts, was authored and played by Joe Dex. You can find out more about him at my website. You can also find out more about my upcoming guests that we have scheduled. Remember, the last Thursday of every month, Allison Bauman is here. She's a host of Visible by Numbers here at BBS Radio. She's an awesome numerologist. I like working with her, and I look forward to that day. Perfect to end the month. Hi, caller. How you doing?
Hey, Michael. It's Julia. How are you?
Julia, hi. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. I missed you.
Oh.
Man, I was just getting ready to tell the audience that I apologize for the last 2 weeks. The virus and the flu was going through, and we got hit pretty hard here by it. So,
I hope you're all up and better now.
Yeah, the after effects of it, you know, when you got little kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's difficult when it's stomach and it's a virus, so. Or the flu. But anyway, I'm glad you got through, Julia.
Thank you.
Got some awesome emails coming in. A lot of enlightenment there in your emails.
Well, hopefully they're useful or at least entertaining.
Yes, we're getting, Shay is getting a lot of it in the newsletter, and we're going through it all. And so anybody listening, if you're on my mailing list or a member of the Yahoo, my Yahoo group, you'll get the newsletter. And it's filled with some interesting metaphysical down-home wisdom, and also announces my guests that are coming up and something that I might have going on, like a pal talk show. So it does pay to be a group member or on the mailing list at www.michaelgoger.com. All right, Julia, how can I help you?
Well, I was just going to let you do what you do. You seem to do the best when it's just you doing what you do.
Okay, I like doing what I do.
Me too.
I do. I love doing what I do. Do you remember a lady from Wichita, Kansas, calling for with a job concern? Because you're one of the usual regular listeners anyway. But anyway, Janie, if you're listening, I just want to announce that she got the job.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she was worried, and she went through like 3 weeks. She got through like 3 weeks in a row. And I kept saying, yes, yeah, it happened exactly when and where I said it would. It was
a nice
validation. But I just wanted to throw that out there because I know there's some regular listeners and some of them know Janie. All right, Julia, let's see what we got for you. We'll do a general reading. I may switch someday or offer. Listen, anybody calling in, don't be afraid to just hit me with a question if you like, because we don't get much time on air, and I try to move as quick as I can. And but then again, a yes and a no isn't as exciting as listening for a message, you know.
Yeah.
So, all right, Julia. Boy, I got a feeling you're going to have a union of some kind in your family. I know your daughter was coming home for the holidays or New
mm-hmm.
Year or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Did she have anything with a boyfriend or anything going on?
No, No.
Nothing at all. Okay.
Not this time.
Okay, not this time. I tell you, I feel like it's, unless it's another close person to you.
As a matter of fact, I spoke with my aunt, and she mentioned that she was going to get married.
Oh.
So you're right on track there. There was somebody.
Oh, okay. Because I was hearing, tell her about the wedding.
Yeah. Well, when I spoke to her Sunday, and she said that she was going to get married at the end of this month, and then her two daughters tried to talk her into making it more like March because, you know, that's kind of short term to put together a wedding.
Good.
So
when is the wedding going to be?
Sometime in March, I believe, unless it changes again.
I'm hearing three, so that's a good indicator that it would be March. And you're invited, right?
Well, as soon as they get the firm date, I'm sure I will be.
Yeah. Because I feel like I'm being invited to it. Now, it's going to be like a cycle for you. I got a feeling there's going to be some other... I think your daughter may meet somebody. I feel like a nice guy with this for her. So it's going to be an announcement, I believe, coming from her, too. Somewhere down the road. I wouldn't be surprised if...
Okay.
That also was around March. It seemed like it's contagious, you know, that type of feeling with it.
Spring.
So,
yep.
Mm-hmm. And again with the baby and a new baby is being an issue or talked about also. You got a friend or a family member also going to be announcing or just going through it or coming up for him. And also, almost like a move. I know you want to move, but this is something else, I think. Something with real estate or somebody getting a house or closing or something exciting about property coming up.
Would that be us or somebody else that we know?
Well, I know it's going to happen with you. If you were actively pursuing it, I wouldn't be afraid it was you. I would lean towards you with it. But I don't think you're looking as hard as you plan on looking in the future for some reason.
Yeah. Well, right now it's a matter of my husband's job, and that's
that's
still stable for now. So.
Right. So it's not like you're out there knocking on doors or answering ads.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling that with you. So I'm leaning more towards... a friend, associate, neighbor, somewhere along the grapevine, you kind of like either get invited to it or you hear about it or you're included in it. Relationship, I feel good. I feel like that's improving. I mean, I don't know what it was or if it can improve, but I feel real good about it. I feel special, too, almost like there's a special occasion coming up where you got something planned or birthday, anniversary, or... I'm getting handed flowers for some reason. I don't know why. Usually it's a celebration or...
Mm-hmm.
Or
actually, next month is my daughter's birthday.
Oh, okay.
And my mother's.
Oh.
Double, yep.
Is your mom still alive?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Yep, okay. There's going to be something special with this. Some kind of a gathering or event... possible with this, something special. So if there is anything, run with it.
Okay.
And go to it, because I feel like it's very healing and cozy. I'm getting someone something in business or on a job. I don't know if this is hubby getting advancement or are you doing something extra? Or pursuing something that could go into a business type thing.
Okay.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm being either a female is helping me with this, or I'm being connected, or another, or a female is being included in on this. So keep your eyes open for a companion or a friend of some kind.
Okay.
Being involved in networking one way or another with her, and I feel like it's successful too, and it goes well with this. I really want to go with the business arena, so I'm not quite sure if you're dabbling in business or you're thinking about it.
Yeah, definitely thinking about it.
I got a feeling you're going to, the people that you need is going to be brought to you, and that's also going to be more so at the end of January, but I want to say, really, it's up to you in a way. But I feel like some of the people or the things involved will be on the scene by the end of January anyway.
And, okay, good.
You feel like you're going to be led or pulled in the direction you want to go in with this, so.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. And so stay alert for a companion, friend, associate that you're clicking with, vibing on the business scope. Let's see. That's about it, Julia, unless you got a question that you want me to touch on or you were wondering about. Health looks good. Relationships all look good. Family is healthy and happy and improving. Also with peaks when these birthdays come up with the mom and the daughter.
Spirituality?
What's that?
Spirituality? Anything going on there? Any shifts or awakenings or...
You...
Good stuff.
You're well, spiritually with you, I feel that if you went any faster or deeper...
Mm-hmm.
It would be too much for you. So you're right on track.
Oh, good. Okay.
And you're right where you want to be. And it's sometimes it feels like it's expanding paranormally for some reason. Almost like you were chosen and being led and pulled. Does it ever feel like that to you?
Yeah, sometimes. But, you know, my ego mind always wants to say, you know, more and more, faster, faster.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. And
probably a good thing I'm
not. And it's like a journey, and they make sure you bump into everything you need to bump into.
Oh, good.
Our part comes in moderating the information. You know, we don't want to overload our hard drive,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. So you got to be careful.
Okay.
And I feel like it's going to increase with you. With this, so keep that in mind as you're studying and you're researching. Take breaks and leave time for laughing.
Okay, that's good advice.
I'm hearing to tell you, and I know this to be true because when I was developing and really studying, I was more psychic sometimes when I was goofing off, you know. I would meditate for hours waiting for this genie to appear, and then I would give up and go bring the trash to the road and have a vision. And it's like, so I found that it works in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
good.
All right, Julian, I'll let you go, and thank you for calling.
Well, thank you. You take care. I'm glad to hear you're feeling better.
Thank you. I hope
it
helped you.
You sure did. Thank you so much.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Julian, thank you. Tell your friends about us. Your inner thoughts. With Michael Goger. It's a grassroots word of mouth operation. Any promotion is deeply appreciated. Any advertising is deeply appreciated. Spread my links around. Tell your friends about us. We're going to be advertising more in the New York area where I'm from. And please forgive my grandsons in the background. I thought this office would be quieter than the one I was going to use. Caller, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
It's really hard to hear you. It's Jennifer.
Jennifer, is that better?
Yes, thank you.
Much better or so-so?
So-so.
All right, how's the background noise?
I don't hear anything in the background.
Oh, good. Good, then I don't have to yell as loud at my grandsons when I'm done. Two boys. I've never seen nothing like it, Jennifer. I'm telling you, I was gonna work charity in my life, and I'm gonna take care of single moms and moms somehow. Because I don't know how you do it. I really don't. It's gotta be the toughest, hardest job on the planet.
You just do what you got to do sometimes.
Oh, my. I'm splitting it with my wife, and there's two of us, and when they leave at the end of the day, we are exhausted. And now they got the show on the Super Nanny. And if anybody catches that show, you'll enjoy it, especially if you're interacting with children. Some good, helpful hints there. But anyway, Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from? What part of the world?
Ohio.
Ohio? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll just jump into your reading. I don't know if you ever heard me read before. Or if you.
I have.
Okay. Jennifer, I'm going right to strong with the family for some reason. Also with it's interesting. I feel like is there a baby with you too coming or somewhere around you? Somebody expecting or did you just go through that?
No.
With a friend, family, and a neighbor or anything like that?
I can't think of anybody.
Okay. You might say this happening. It must be a day for babies here.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'm being pulled to, they keep saying family, and the home. And I'm hearing there might have been a relocation, or there may need to be one with you coming up. Or somebody's looking for a place and they find it. I don't know if this is making sense for you, but if you or somebody close to you, and I'll pick up on people that are close to you. If somebody is looking for a place or needs to find one, I feel like it's going to come to them. And if you have to move, I'm feeling very good about this. I feel like I kind of like just walk into it, and it happens. So keep that in mind. And keep in mind, it could be tomorrow somebody close to you could say, I'm moving or I need to find a place, and then you'll know that's what I was talking about. Now, I feel as though something I wanted to achieve also was being hindered or was hindered, and I'm kind of struggling with it before. Like something I got to straighten out before I move forward in the direction that I want to go in. Now, something here with the schooling, too, and education.
Wow, that's very true.
I don't know if you're a teacher, you want to go to school, are you going to be going to school, or something is going to be a... What's that?
I'm in the process of going back. I'm signing paperwork and stuff like that.
Okay. You were led to it for some reason. I don't know if it was somebody in spirit or a friend in physical. Is either going to do it with you or inspired you maybe or encourage you. I don't know what this means. You're going to do well with it, very successful. I feel like I'm going to have a good time. It's going to improve my life, change my life, and I'm very happy with it. It's like the best thing I ever did. And it's going to go well for me. And I believe you needed to kind of like work for it, kind of like apply and answer and satisfy. And that might have been the struggle I had putting it together. It might have even been mental or emotional coming together with you, enabling you to be able to do it. So almost like I was tied down. I couldn't do it before. Now I can.
Okay.
Or I'm going to show the world that I am going to do it, and I'm deciding to do it now. So it's going to go through, and it's going to be successful. Let's see here. Now, I feel like I'm going to meet a very special person during this education, and I feel like it's a teacher or a real good friend, and it inspires me to do more, so...
I can't hear you.
What's that?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Okay, I was just saying that when you do go into the educational process, I feel like I meet somebody very special, and they it's either a teacher or a real good friend, and they inspire me to go even further or deeper.
Okay.
And they're a big help, too. I feel like I'm being guided. I can really rely heavily on their intuition and their advice.
Okay.
Okay, and you'll know it. I'm having a. Are you going through this with someone?
I do have a friend that's just gone back to school also.
Okay, I got a feeling that led to maybe the energy flowing with you. And I feel like there might be a male teacher that, or a contact that really helps you and makes things easier for you when you go through this and when you go into it. So just watch for that. Okay. And also it's going to go well. Jennifer, I feel like a connection to metaphysics with you spiritually.
Okay.
I don't know if it's an interest or someday you're going to be dabbling in it, or you do dabble in it.
Yes, I do.
What's that?
I do dabble in it, yeah.
Okay, and I feel like, I don't know why, but dream interpretation, or I dream, or I will be. So pay attention to my dreams until at least the end of January.
Okay.
I feel like there's something I'm seeking, an answer to something, and it's going to be given to me either in dream or intuitively, like a light bulb going off. So watch for that.
Okay.
Especially if you're looking for answers or advice, because it's going to be given to you. I feel like more towards the end of January, I want to really pay attention to my psychic abilities and my intuitive abilities and my dreams, because there's going to be an increase in activity with them also. So pay attention to it, especially as you get around the end of January.
Okay.
Okay. Did you have any questions, Jennifer? That
yes. Do you see me getting a job anytime soon?
Okay. Hang on. I feel like I was. I do feel a job is coming, but I am hearing that there were circumstances, maybe like beyond my control, that kind of kept me out of the workforce. Or things changed or interfered in a way. How long have you been out of work?
Since October.
Since October. Hmm. Was it because of an illness or an accident or an injury? Or
no, I got laid off due to restructuring.
Oh, it was just a regular layoff.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
But I won't be going back there.
Okay. That's what I was hearing, and I wasn't sure what they were, because I don't think I'm going back to the place that I left. Are you working with somebody on getting a job?
I'm working with
what do you call them, monitors or representatives? They go out
like a headhunter,
yeah, type thing. Are you or are you going through a group with the job? I'm getting an organization or a group of people connecting me to an employment. Okay, so I feel like it's out there already and possibly coming at you. So,
great.
I want to say, I'll stick my neck out there and say 8 days. You're going to hear something.
Wow.
I'm feeling 8 days with the job hunt, either a phone call or an interview or maybe even a job already working. So, but that would be kind of quick. But I got activity with the job hunt between now and the next 8 days. Okay. I don't know if that makes sense to you. You got stuff out there? Any resumes or?
Tons of stuff out there.
Okay. So within 8 days, I'm feeling something coming through for you. I'm feeling, I don't know why, but I'm feeling very structured with the job, almost like it's like a clinical or educational. I feel like I'm in a building and I'm servicing people, so I don't know what you do or what you're into, but I feel like it's, I wouldn't even rule out a school, a hospital, clinical setting. The business end of it, possibly. Or the advisory end, like counselor or supervisor or mandatory or so. Just keep some of these things in mind that I'm hearing and I'm spitting out here for you.
Okay.
They may help you somehow. And within 8 days, again, I'm hearing, within 8 days, and you're going to do well with it, too. You're going to like it, and it's going to get the juices flowing, I'm hearing, and inspire you. A lot of opportunity.
Do you see any romance for me?
I'm sorry, Jennifer, what'd you say?
Do you see any romance for me?
Romance? I was going to ask you about that before, because I was going to ask you if you were in a relationship, because I wasn't really feeling one. And I feel like I'm correct. There's nobody there now, right?
Right.
Okay. I think you've got a ways to go yet. There may be some activity, I want to say, within the next 5 weeks. I feel like, I don't know if it's you, but or some of the things you went through in life, but I feel like you're not easy to maybe find and get connected to.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly connected or somewhat overcautious, I guess, or intellect or ego. So keep these things in mind. But I feel like within 5 weeks there's going to be activity in the relationship department, you know, bumping into someone or maybe the beginning stages of it. So just keep that in mind, you know, keep your eyes open. But right now I'm leaning more towards, like I said, January, February, into March somewhere with this, as far as relationships go. And then even then I feel like it being a little iffy and you want to go slow with it and make sure it's what you want from case to case. So, all right?
All right.
How's that, thank Jennifer?
Thank you very much.
Okay, you take care and thank you for calling.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
All right, tell your friends about us.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. You're in the thoughts. It's BBS Radio. Michael Goger, if you want to know more about me, www.michaelgoger.com. I am retired, so if you can make money for me somehow, please tell me how. Send something. Tell people about me. If you got any job offers, email me, michael_goger1@yahoo.com. It could be even advertising your product or your whatever you got going on there, attaching to my website or the pages here at the radio station. So don't be afraid to. Also, another thing is other radio stations. If you can take a moment, I deeply appreciate just sending the links around and letting people look at the links that I have, or BBS Radio and your InterThought links. So, you know, in your travels on the Internet, keep it in mind. Anything you can possibly do for me. I've been living on love and free for 10 years, and now that I'm basically doing it full time, cash and capital becomes a issue rather quickly. So, but in the meantime, we keep it going. Thanks to my webmaster, Shailene Bassett, good friend. She's created my website and keeps it alive. There's a lot there for everybody to look at. I got an awesome patriotic tribute. I got an online chapel with a prayer request list. I have several things. The One Campaign is listed there. My radio show, you can listen live to BBS Radio Station 1 24/7 from my website. And you can also get to all my other links from my website. So keep that in mind. And tell your friends about us. It's deeply appreciated. Do I have a caller and I'm sitting here yakking without checking? Caller. Okay, I thought I heard a caller. Come on. Oh, there's a caller. See, I am psychic. I know when a call's coming. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi. What's your first name?
Janet.
Jenna?
Janet.
Janet. Welcome to the show, Janet.
Thank you.
What part of the world are you calling from?
Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Wow, I can't even say that. It's in Canada, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm only teasing you. Welcome to the show. I know a lot of Canadians. I think more people in Canada know me than here in my own hometown. You heard me read before, Janet?
No.
Okay. I hear and feel my imagery, and I just repeat what I'm hearing and feeling.
Okay.
All right, and I try to help you somehow with some of the things that are developing or coming at you, or maybe some of the thoughts you've been having or other people around you are having, because I don't believe in anything written in stone. I believe we create our destinies, fulfilling our journey, and by the way we think and speak and act. So.
Okay.
Okay. I feel like I've just been through like maybe a rough spell physically or mentally. Have you been ill, or somebody close to you been ill, or have you had
Yes, I was ill.
Okay. I had a lot of treatment, or I just feel like I've been...
I had abdominal surgery.
Okay, because I'm hearing surgery, and I feel like I have been ill. I feel like I'm just hearing to say to tell you that's going to go well, or it's improving, and there is a prayer or a wish answered. Wish dreams come true. So I feel like health-wise and what you've been through is on the right track, will be on the right track, or is going to be improving within the next 30 days. So
good.
Yeah, keep that in mind. I feel kind of blessed, like Spirit is watching over me and taking care of me with this. I feel stressed for some reason. I don't know if it's what you've been through or some of the things that are going on now, but I feel like I'm kind of, or it could have been the effects of the surgery and the illness, or I feel itchy, like I'm kind of not satisfied with some things in life. With relationships or friendships, or is there a relationship or a friendship that might be a little stressful right now for you and causing problems, or does it make sense, Janet?
Well, kind of, I guess, yes.
Yeah, I just feel kind of, I'm hearing dissatisfied and itchy, like I want to...
Yes.
Should I move on? Should I stay?
Right. That's right.
You know, maybe it's better over here, or the hell with this, or so...
And what are they saying?
Yeah, why I'm staying, and... Okay, here we go. Let's go a little deeper. Standoff. I've got a standoff here. Was this a romantic relationship?
Yes.
Okay. Two bullheads I'm hearing. Stubborn. Interesting. You know, I think it's going to get better. For some strange reason. Is it completely over, Janet?
Oh, no.
Okay. Because I don't think it's over. It improves. I'm hearing it improves. But everybody's got to keep their tempers and opinions in check. That's right off the bat, I'm hearing. Three months with that. Interesting. Between now and the next 3 months, there's going to be improvements with this, Janet.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to see him come closer to you. I don't know what the... I'm not sure what this is. I'm getting a child being an issue, but I don't know why. Is it yours or his? Or?
He has two children.
He has three?
Two
children, okay. Are they kind of like an issue in the... in the relationship, or kind of like gets in the way, or circumstances hindering things with this, or
Yes.
Right.
I haven't let it bother me. He doesn't have custody of his children. He has visitation, so he sees them several times.
Okay.
Okay,
and. This bothers him, or there's some tears here. I'm hearing somebody crying. is it him or the kids, or I, something's going to change here. He wants something to change.
Okay.
He needs, I think he's working on changing something, either increasing the visitation, I guess, or getting...
Yes, he would like to see them more.
Yeah, I got a feeling this is going to be in the beginning stages, probably around, and it may lead to, I just feel like it's heavy on his heart and mind, and it could interfere with any relationship that he was in, so I feel like there's some things that can get in the way of you and him. And then he's got something off. Does he travel or for work or is there sales?
No,
or?
Not right now, no.
Something coming up where he's got a... I feel like it's business, too. Or work. Business or work. Or is he moving?
Not that I'm aware of.
There's activity around this man. Either a change in jobs or an increase in jobs or someone or something or him or someone around him moves, and it also adds to his benefit. Maybe somebody comes closer to him or he gets more work or something like this. There's a relocation going on around him that's going to benefit him somehow.
Will it benefit me?
it'll help the relationship between the two of you. That's what I'm feeling. Circumstances in his life changing, enabling you and him to be closer or happier. So that's what I was looking at.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why I was focusing on him and what's going on around him. Because I feel like... there is some interest there and some and a connection between the two of you.
Great.
Let's see. Yeah, I'm just locked on him. I think that's up until at least the end of March. He's basically the only male energy in the relationship department that I'm feeling right now. So stay focused on him and give him time to play catch up. I feel like he's just working on... some of the things in his life that needs to be straightened out. You know,
okay.
Like kids, exes, baggage. I believe there's some work stuff going on there, and there's going to be some changes in his career and business arena. So you're going to have to wait for this guy to catch up to things and get things straightened out.
And should I wait?
Should you wait? Is that what you asked me?
Yes.
I knew you were going to ask me that. That's the big one. Let me see. They won't tell me. They won't tell me for some reason. I want to say no due to the complexity of things.
Okay.
But I would put it this way. If something else came along or changed things for me, I would definitely look into it.
Okay.
You know, I wouldn't put my life on hold or turn someone down waiting for him.
Okay.
Because it's very complex and there's going to be a lot of emotions involved in it. But I do feel a good man. And I do feel a connection between you, but I would definitely scrutinize any type of offer that comes my way.
Okay.
You know, because of how long and how much you would have to go through. Unless you were mad.
Well, he is trying to resolve some issues at the moment, so you're thinking that those issues are going to be resolved.
I believe so. And if enough time is given, you guys, I believe, will gyrate towards each other. But there's going to be baggage, and there's going to be other things with it that you'd have to adjust to. Mainly him getting his head together and whether or not you love him enough to go through it all.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right.
Yes.
Now, I don't think either one of those things exists.
Right.
You know,
that's correct.
You know, I'm feeling boyfriend, girlfriend, good time, exciting, yes, maybe so, maybe yes. but I'm not getting
exactly
empty.
Right.
Yeah, and I got to be honest with people because I'm feeling he doesn't know who or what he wants, and you right now don't love him. So if those things come into play, then yes, I see it happening and going forward and going the distance with him.
So it's going to be at least 3 months, you say?
That's why I try to throw in a time span, because if you're willing to put in at least 3 months, to see some of your plan come together, go for it.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Only you will know if you love them. So, all right.
Thank you. Do you see anything on my finance situation?
Finances, I feel real good with. I really do. I feel solid. I'm not worried at all, really. Actually, I feel kind of blessed.
Good.
Yeah. I got a feeling you're going to be very, very successful, or okay, I guess, if you want to use that word.
Okay.
I'm getting a dream or a wish coming through here. I don't. Are you looking for a job or?
No.
Are you working now or on vacation or?
No. I was just off from my surgery.
Oh, I see. Okay. Interesting. I feel like I got a present coming, too. Or a surprise. I don't know what this is. Somebody's handing me money. I don't know why they're handing me money. I got no idea. I feel like it's connected to work. I don't know if they took a collection up for you, or you won something, or... Or there was an insurance he didn't know about, or a benefit, but I just feel like I step into a nice little package or a blessing of some kind, and it's financial. As far as work goes...
Is that soon?
I want to say I might hear about this within 10 days. Within 10 days. And I'm very happy there. For as far as I can feel, I'm going well into the rest of the year.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and I'm doing fine. Everybody likes me. Everything is going good. I'm getting very solid with it. Also, more allies, kind of like they care for you and worried about you and want you back. That's the feeling I'm getting. That's what I'm hearing. So, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, Jennifer. God bless and take care.
Thank you.
All right. Tell your friends about us.
We will.
Right.
Bye.
I love Canadians. Canada, call, toll free. Can't go wrong. Where can you go and get a free reading? Come on. They say nothing's free anymore. They don't know Michael Goger. That's what's wrong with them. All right, girl. Do I have a caller? All right. It's getting close. I know I'm going to be running out of time soon. So if you're going to call, call now. I can give you 5-6 minutes. If you want to know more, every Thursday, every Sunday, 1 p.m. I'm here, unless I got a flu. Hi, caller. How you doing?
Hi, Michael. I'm doing fine. This is Jean from South Dakota.
Hi. Welcome to the show, Jean.
Thank you.
Okay. Your name was Jean, right?
Yes.
Okay. You got any questions? You just want me to...
No, I had a question. I've been having some stomach problems.
Okay.
And I've been having some swollenness on the left side of my stomach, right below my breast, and I wondered if you can see anything there.
Mm. Interesting. Why do I want to say I pulled a muscle or I twisted a rib? First thing that jumped into my head, Gene, I don't know why. Lifting some... Do you work hard? Were you moving or lifting or?
Well, I did shoot some hoops with my grandson yesterday, but I was having some problems before that.
Yeah, how long ago did it start?
About a week ago. Well, my stomach's been having problems with my stomach for probably a couple months.
Okay.
But it just seems to be getting a little worse.
Okay. Interesting. One, I think we got a mixed thing going on here. I got a feeling that, first of all, I might have been aggravated because maybe you were doing some dancing or horseplay with somebody. because I feel like it was aggravated. Something was jolted or aggravated. So that, but then again, you said before it was acting up anyway. And what I'm hearing is, I'm not feeling bad about it. I almost like it's. Hang on for a second. I'm just trying to really zero in on this. You know, automatically when you don't feel good, you go to a doctor anyway, Gene, right? You understand that.
Yes.
But you're just being curious, and because I really don't diagnose or prognose. And,
oh, I know that. I just wondered if you saw anything. I called and left a message with my doctor today.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing this long enough where I can lean one way or another without getting me in trouble, scaring you, or getting you sicker. So, because I'm very good at what I do. Hang on for a second. I just want to... I'm feeling lifestyle. You know, this is wear and tear, too, Gene. I don't know if this is acid reflux or a combination of... I'm hearing wear and tear. It could even be gallbladder, acid reflux. I want to say that it was just something that... it's connected to lifestyle, wear and tear, and it's acting up now.
Well, I am 50-some. I suppose it could be wear and tear.
It could be. I'm feeling it. I'm telling you, you know what they're showing me? They want to give me some Tums. They want me to chew on some Tums.
Okay.
So that's kind of like telling me I was doing too much and I need to slow down. But it gets to the point where no matter what you do, it still bothers you. So... You're eventually going to wind up going to the doctor anyway to get it checked.
Well, I did have it checked a couple months ago. It was bothering me, and then it kind of went away. But now it's back because they didn't see anything. They checked my gallbladder and stuff. And
good, because that's
didn't see anything.
That's what I'm being shown. That's what I'm being shown, and I'm hearing. I'm just like lifestyle, wear and tear, natural. Something was aggravated. And I'm also hearing there's a connection to stress and energy levels. I feel like if I'm starting, I feel like I'm in a change with you. And if I get aggravated or too many people drain me, I'm handling it differently for some reason. So keep that in mind, too, as you go through, as you go into the new year. You want to avoid difficult people and situations because I feel like it bothers you more than usual for some reason. That's what I'm hearing anyway.
Okay.
There's more of a drain. So energy level and moderation, I feel, are two of the biggest things that's needed right now. And, of course, you go back and get an examination anyway. But I'm not getting it. I'm not panicking. I don't feel threatened. I don't feel under the weather or up against it. Actually, I feel pretty good about things with your health. Just that it's once you get a grip on it, and it's almost like you're like using too much of a certain spice, and then when you stop, you feel better. That type of a situation. And once you get things adjusted, you're doing better. And anything else you were wondering about?
How does my new year look?
Okay, I was going to mention that. I feel like you're going to be celebrating as you go into the beginning of February. I don't know if you have any special occasions coming up or some parties planned or anything like that. Wedding? Is it a wedding or an occasion that you was already scheduled or planned? Does it ring a bell?
No. The first part of April, I want to go to the opening ball game, Colorado Rockies.
Oh. Okay. And when was this going to be?
I think it's April 4th, I think, is opening day.
Okay, because I'm hearing 4, so that would explain that number. And I feel like I'm having a very good time. Now, whether this is a ball game or...
Yes.
My son
lives in Denver, and I like to go.
Nice.
Visit him.
Yeah, I feel like you go and you have a good time. I'm hearing that, that's for sure. Boy, this was a day for moving and housewarmings. And did somebody just move or looking to move or needs a place of their own? I feel like there's a need for somebody to find a place or will be looking for a place. That makes sense to you?
My son just bought a house not too many months ago.
Okay. But he was living with you and then moved out?
No, he was living in an apartment in Denver. He teaches there, and he moved into a house.
Okay, so he's got his own home. And
yes, own home.
Okay, yep. Did he celebrate that already?
He probably did.
Have you seen it yet? Or
yes, we went there for Christmas.
Okay. I feel like I'm going back there for some reason. So you might have that coming up, too. And I feel like it's a good time. So if you get invited, go.
Okay.
All right, because I'm being pulled there for some reason.
Okay, great.
And it's very beneficial to me. Anything else you'd like to know or wonder about?
We've just been working on my daughter to get her better. She's had a couple of brain surgeries. She had a drunk driver hit her, and I take care of her during the day. And she still has a crushed pituitary gland, and we're trying to find a way to get that to regrow.
Wow. Sounds like you got your hands full.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got your hands full.
Well, she's been going back and forth to New York from South Dakota. They put rods and screws and plates in her head and neck, and we found a doctor closer now that we're going to work with to see if we can get that pituitary gland to go back up. Do you see this happening?
I do. I'm hearing recovery and improvement for her.
Great.
And I do feel that she's in tremendous hands. She's like the best in the world or unique or something special with these people. So
okay, good.
Her doctors, her medical team, other people being involved. It's just like a miracle takes over in a way. And everything just goes the way it's supposed to go. I really feel good about it. I do.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and just pray, because I feel like it's on the way. I'm hearing it's on the way. Good news for the person that is ill, I'm hearing. And other people jumping in and making a difference with you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Michael.
All right. You take care, and blessings to you. Tell your friends about us.
I will do that. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. If you'd like to know more about me, www.michaelgoger.com. I'm here twice a week, every Thursday, every Sunday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, doing just what you heard, free psychic readings. And if you're from New York, let me know you're listening. I am advertising in this area now, and I'd like to see how well I'm doing. I promote and advertise myself, and it's not easy, so let me know you're hearing about it. Send an email to BBS radio station with your comments and your ideas for what's going on here. It's you can't go wrong. Over 95 talk shows, and probably over half of that are readers, so you cannot go wrong with BBS radio. Take care, everyone, and God bless. I'll see you next week. Take care.